Second Kings chapter 10, verse 16. Second Kings chapter 10, verse 16. Look at this scripture, beloved, profound. And he said, come with me and see my zeal for the Lord. So they made him ride. I've shared with you. Don't care about what you drive as you care about what drives you. Do you live? My people, don't care about what you drive as you care. Let's lift up our hands. Have you heard this song before? Carry me, they go. Jehovah, carry me, they go, they go, they go. Carry me, they go. Jehovah, carry me, they go, they go, they go. Carry me, they go. Jehovah, carry me, they go, they go. It's a ministration. Jehovah, carry me, they go, they go, they go. Carry me, they go. Jehovah, carry me, they go, they go, they go. Carry me, they go. Jehovah, carry me, they go, they go, they go. Carry me, they go. Jehovah, carry me, they go, they go, they go. Carry me, they go. Jehovah, carry me, they go, they go, they go. Carry me, they go. Jehovah, carry me, they go, they go, they go. Carry me, they go. Jehovah, carry me, they go, they go, they go. Have your seat in his presence and welcome to God's house. So they made him ride in his chariot. Fortunately for him, he was riding the chariot of a man who has a zeal for God. My prayer is that you will not be ride in an evil chariot. In the name of Jesus. I bring you a word from the Lord. The zeal of the Lord. If you have our, I'm sure you know we have some, we transition from the paper to the soft version, right? Okay, so let's pull it up. Let's pull up our, go to your Zoom or to your phone and your WhatsApp. There should be a notice there from Lighthouse. If you don't get it, then you are not on our distribution list. But if you have it, please, we have to read from it. And my sister, if you can put it on the screen, that would be great. It's part of our ministry resource for our Sunday services. Let's see what zeal is, if you have it. But if you don't have it, please let the ushers know and they will update your phone number to our WhatsApp directory. It's our notice board, more or less, so that you can know what is about to happen or what is happening. And also, but if you don't have it, you will do a lot of things that are outside church, right, that you will not be aware of what is happening. But we don't want that to be the case. Now, that's it, isn't it, my sister? Is that it? Yep. Just scroll down. I think it's on page 3. Or page 4. Let's go down. Okay. Don't mind the picture, okay? It's not the focus. Is that page 3? Where you have the write-up. Excellent. Okay. Let's go on. That's it right there, but let's just read it. The first paragraph or the first caption is the same scripture verse we just read, okay? But see what it says here. I think some people are not seeing me well at all. All right. Oh, great. He said, zeal. Zeal is the passion. Ardor. Sorry, don't mind the intensely there. It should be intensity. Zeal is the passion, ardor, intensity, or force behind a pursuit, care, or concern. You know, you don't, until you are a parent, it's doubtful to. Even we as children, we don't understand the passion of our parents until we became parents. So you may just think your parents are just shouting. Until you become a parent. Hallelujah. So there is a passion in our concern. He said, it is the ardent interest to get a task or an ideal accomplished. According to Britannica, it is a strong feeling of interest and enthusiasm that makes someone very eager. Look at the qualifying terms that support the words. It's a strong feeling of interest and enthusiasm that makes someone very eager or determined to do something. It is also described as the valor or tireless devotion of a person for a cause or an ideal, and determination in its furtherance. It is a powerful interest. It's not just an interest. It is a powerful interest. According to the reference scripture, that is 2 Kings chapter 10, verse 16, it is germane, necessary, good to note that zeal could generally be observed or detected. You remember the guy said, "Come and see my zeal," right? So it is germane to note that zeal could generally be observed or detected. It could be visible, perceivable, or identifiable. Now, those things are not copied from somewhere. It's our ministry resource, as the Holy Spirit gave breath to it. So we wrote it down by the help of the Holy Spirit. So take time to read it. That's why people used to forget it in church. You know, like you can forget. You don't mean to forget it, but it dropped. You know what I'm saying? But now you can carry it around and you can reference it from time to time. God will grant us understanding in Jesus' name. So we've seen what zeal is about. I mean, for want of time. To be zealous does not mean, no, it's a good thing, right? The bad part is to about what? Because you will truly not do what does not interest you, including doing something bad. You didn't catch it. Yeah. People could be passionate about doing what is bad. That's why they will hide and, you know, everything that is possibly preventable will be overcome. I mean, this is not the debate about adultery or fornication, but it takes a long time to get naked. How many people know that? Because the layer. Are you here, people? Are you here? Yeah. It takes effort. Because to undress and to get that far, you must overcome a lot of obstacles. I'm sharing this with you so that you can know what drives us. But if anything is driving you, you overcome everything that inhibits it. Are you here or you left? Yeah. As we are in church right now, you know, you will be shocked what people plan to do after church. Oh, people. Oh, my God. You know. You don't know people come to church to pray to because they want to go and steal and they don't want and say, "God, as I go, don't let me be caught." My people, human nature is a fallen nature. Does it surprise you? I'm shocked. You didn't catch it. Oh, you don't know that nature is fallen. That's why we get so desperately irrecoverably hurt because we are disappointed by what human beings does or what human beings do. If you understand it, you will be more empathic than furious. Somebody who doesn't obey God, you expect the person to obey you. Are you deceived or what? Who is more to be feared, you or God? Now the person can do anything against God, and so you think your fear would limit him from not doing it. Say, "I'm not deceived." Oh, people. I've shared with you. You know, no harm meant, no harm meant. But if you truly want to live long, we have passion. It's to what that passion is. I'm just sharing this with you to let you know how many things you will overcome if you have passion. I mean, sorry if the case of adultery is mentioned like that. But what shocked me is that nobody is seen doing it, but say people. Oh my God. Am I, is this Lighthouse? Let me check the address. Is that 2 James Place? You know, I'm sharing this with you so that you can live long. Psalm 62, verse 5. My soul wait doubly upon God, for my expectation is from Him. What I expect that will not fail. You know, Daddy, we don't take pledges here. By God. You know why? I don't want to risk people's life on me. Bible says it's better not to make a vow. So why should I endanger you to run the ministry? Say not here. It's intentional. Because when push comes to shove, you use the mask first. You didn't catch it. If the point where somebody got fired and he's already pledged his salary, people, wake up. We don't take pledges here to the by God. We, my people, no. What God calls for, God runs. Give God the anchor. Sharing this with you to let you know the power of passion or the power of zeal. Look at the story of Saul in Galatians chapter 1, verse 13. Galatians chapter 1, verse 13. He said, you have heard of my conversation. Zeal is your is the passion to have things accomplished or established. Can I tell you a secret? It's difficult to stop a person that has passion. That's why checking somebody's phone won't stop it. Are you here? Oh, people, live and not die. Say, I will live. Oh, you know he doesn't know you want to check his phone. You know it's new to you that he's checking. Oh, of course. He will expect you to check it. A lady called me one day in the night, dead night. He said, Pastor, no. You know, our husband went to the bathroom. He said, Pastor, you won't believe. He came with soap. he forgot his phone in the bedroom. That he said, Pastor, you won't believe. He came with soap on his body. Can I tell you a secret? You don't have two sources of energy. Energy can neither be created nor destroyed. The law of conservation of energy. It can only be transformed. Don't use your energy like that. Don't do what? Yeah. Because it's the same energy you need to pray. I tell myself, I have no energy to fight. I will use it to move. Keep God the anchor. Don't do that. It's a waste of energy. If your car is making a lot of noise, it's not moving. Oh, you didn't catch that. If your car is making a lot of noise, the energy you should use to move is what is converted to. Let's go on. Galatians chapter 1, verse 13. I went that direction because of what was shared at, you know. Don't live your life like that. It's a weakness. You can die. And then the person will not stop. It was just say, thank God. Say, not here. Let him that has hear. He said, for I've heard of my conversation in the past, the way I lived my life. That's what that conversation is about. Not his converse. Been talking to people. How that beyond measure light us. You see, you can redirect people's passion. You can't kill it. Oh, you didn't catch that. If anybody is passionate about something you don't like, introduce him to something else to exchange for it. Have you left? Oh. Because that's what happened to this guy. He has so much passion. What God did was to redirect that passion. And the same passion by which he served the devil. He said it was the least. You know what it means to me? It wasn't the last though. You know, when they want to introduce somebody and make them not feel bad, they said the last but not the least. Oh, you don't know. It's maybe make the person like, well, we are just calling his name last though. It's just because, I mean, we have to follow a numeric. It's not the least among the group. Did you catch that? Yeah. But this guy said, in fact, he said he shouldn't even be called an apostle, except that he obtained grace. But you know what his commentary was? I did more abundantly than they all. Because his passion was what? Redirect. Don't kill passion, redirect it. Did you catch that? Because if you attempt to kill passion, you kill a purpose. Now, let's go on. He said, oh, maybe you don't know. Satan can hijack the passion of a person and redirect it. Do you know it will shock you? Sorry to mention name, but, you know, just for purpose of explanation. It will shock you that, God bless the memory of Michael Jackson, that if he was a Christian, hopefully, maybe I'm hoping he died with Christ, he would not be in the choir. Oh, you didn't catch it. You see that force he used there may not necessarily be for song. It may be for something else, except that that force was directed to that case. And because he's such a very passionate person, you know, oh, have you left my people? The person that was killing people became so passionate now that they were killing him, remember? And yet he said, Agabus caught his belt. How many people remember that story? They were in an assembly. And a prophet of God came into the ministry. He came into the assembly. Agabus was his name. He didn't even know Paul was the owner of the belt. And he saw a belt hanging on the wall. And he took the belt and bound himself. You remember? His story was to go and bind people and bring them to Jerusalem. In Acts chapter 9. He says, so will this man be bound? He goes up to Jerusalem. And you know what he said? Of course he knew it was his belt. He said, why do you break my heart? Say passion. My people. My zeal for the Lord. Let's go. He said, for ye have heard of my conversation in time past in the Jewish religion, how that beyond measure. Oh, how many people heard about that the Jews, thank God for his life, he shared this testimony many times to the glory of God. You know how he said he had so many girlfriends, he doesn't even know their names? How many people heard that? So if you say you are Kemi, you wonder, oh, which Kemi is that? I didn't add that to it. But look at his passion for Jesus, for souls now. You think those who talk to girls are not skillful? You think it's just luck? Oh, no. It's not like that, people. It's passion. I met a guy at one event. You know, Lighthouse, I'm sharing this with you to gain grace. So that when you see passion, You know how to govern it. I shared with you very important metaphor around how if Michael Jackson was born, you think that all that thing is because so that I can is that is it? No. He only expressed that passion through songs. If God will manifest him, you'll be shocked. For what purpose that passion was put in him? Have you seen him dance before? What was outside human potentials? There was one place he kneeled down, he bent like this, that against gravity, that you know that, is this guy being carried? Let us wake up. Be spiritual. Be what? He said, for years I've heard of my passion, of my conversation in the past. This guy who knew nothing, who was not at the last supper, began by passion, by zeal for God, began to open the mystery behind Holy Communion. And he was not among the 12. In fact, Peter referenced him. He said, according to the wisdom given to our brother Paul, my God, whereby he said things that were tough and difficult to understand in 2 Peter chapter 3. You can see how he directed that passion initially. Look at what he says next. He said, I persecuted the church of Jesus Christ and I wasted it. He said, how that beyond measure I persecuted, and beyond measure he brought revelation to the church. Two-thirds of, just imagine he didn't get born again. We'll have had just one-third of New Testament. And we thought we'd get it. Not knowing that he to whom the passion was delivered, I will fulfill God's purpose. He said, I persecuted the church of God and wasted it. Look at verse 14. But when it and profited in the Jewish religion and bore many my equals in my own nation. Being more what? They didn't have the passion infused in them. They didn't have the zeal, except that that zeal was put there, not for this cause. Of the God. My prayer is that your passion will find its purpose. Amen. Be more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my fathers above it. So when he saw people doing how they walk around the tradition, oh, Amma, we look. You are not doing it this thing with all your stranger. Oh, he will go to government and secure license. He was persecuting the church legally, not undercover. Verse 15. But see, when that passion was put there in his mother's womb, he said, but when it pleased God, hallelujah, who infused me. From my mother's womb. And called me. By his grace. But when it pleased God. That when it pleased God is a function of timing. Because that thing has been established before the mother knew. Before even he was born. So God was watching. And he said, you know what? My own hand will grant me salvation. My prayer is that God's hand will grant him salvation in our respective lives in Jesus' name. Because if God does not rise up to it, it won't be okay. And called me by his grace. Let's go to verse 2. To reveal his son in me, that I may preach him among the Gentiles. And with that same passion, he said immediately, I confide not, it's unnecessary. I told you how you cannot kill. Look, you can only redirect it. If an unholy person's passion is redirected, it will be passionately holy. Oh my God. I conferred not, it was unnecessary. Go on. In fact, if we'll go on to verse 13, my sister, it said, the revelation which I have, I did not get it from man. Look at verse 11. Hallelujah. He didn't get it from man. He was in it. He said, but I certify, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me, that is by me, is not after man. That's why it's tough to wrestle passion. Is what? Daddy share something with us. He said he shout. No, it's not shouting. It's passionate. Are you here? Because, you know, you will exasperate a person who is passionate when you are not given the same thrust to the subject. Are you here? Daddy Joe will say, they say he's doing too much. And he's saying he has not started. They say, okay, what do you want to become? Are you here or you left? Because they can't see what's driving him. Hallelujah. I have to close out. We'll continue next week. What did Jesus Christ come to do? I will say this and then we'll close. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 3, verse 25. Listen to this, lighthouse. Don't miss it. Three things Jesus Christ came to do, and you must gain understanding of it. He said, ye are the children of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers. We are that product. We are the product of that covenant. Saying unto Abraham, and in thy seed, talking about Christ, shall all the kindred of the earth be blessed. For unto us a child is born. When Jesus was born, he said, peace on earth. Glory to God in heaven. Peace on earth. Goodwill to how many people? Oh, man. Look at the next verse. Unto you first, talking about the Israels. God, having raised up Christ, having raised his son Jesus. Do what? Let's stand up on our feet. So one, he sent him to bless us. And before you link that blessing to Ferrari, don't leave church yet. He sent him to bless us in turning away every one of you from his iniquity, from putting your passion in that which was not profit, to redirecting it to that which is profitable. Titus chapter 2 verse 11. Do you see here? He said he sent him to bless us in turning us away from our iniquity. Now let's go to verse. Look at what he said. He said, for the grace of God that bringeth. Chaga. That bringeth. He sent him to bring this to us. That bringeth salvation that appeared unto all men. Go on, my sister. We are going to 16. Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Looking for the blessed, for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of that great King, our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us. Do you remember what he said in that place we read? He said he sent him, Acts chapter 3, verse 25. He sent him to bless us in turning away from our sins. Now see what it says here. Who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and chaga. My God. And purify unto himself a peculiar people. Oh my God. My God. You remember Jesus in Acts chapter 10, chapter 10 verse 38? He said how God anointed him with Holy Ghost and with power. And he went about. Who do what? Same thing is to raise you up to be zealous. How God, my people. Can I tell you a secret? The test of Christ in our heart is our zeal to do good. Let's lift up our hands to Jesus. I have to close. Lord, prepare me a sanctuary, pure and holy, pure and true, with thanks. given. I'll be a living sanctuary. I've not recovered from the volume of things we learned when Daddy was teaching us. One of the things he talked about is dead wood. My people, anybody lacking passion, you cannot drive him. You cannot do what? Oh, my people, how are you going to drive him? How many people have cars out there? Let me take the engine out and drive it. You don't know that they've taken the engine out and you jump into the car. When we come next Sunday, we'll still meet you there. Lift our hands to Jesus. Carry me, they go. Talk to God and say, Lord, please, let nothing drive me but you. The truth is that something is driving everybody. If you don't know that, we are misled. Because you will not pursue anything that about which you had no interest. Where there is no zeal, where there is no passion, you cannot go after. But the truth is that we will see some other things about which each of us is passionate about. And we'll see ourselves walking in that direction. You know why? It is about that we have passion. When Ananias with witness concerning Paul, hallelujah, he said, I have heard by many people, by many reports, and we know that this man is coming here. We know his passion. We know what drives him. We know. Until God said, no. Hallelujah. Shandarabaya. I've redirected the passion. He didn't kill the passion. He only redirected it. He said, go there. You will hear what shall be. What you will do for me. Father, we thank you. Turn us, O God, to serve you. Please stretch your hands towards me and pray for me. That I will not say I'm not doing it again. That the grace and the passion he puts in me will attend to the purpose for which he did it. Jesus Christ said, for this purpose came I into the world. Hallelujah. Shaga. For this purpose came I. This is what this passion is about. This is what this passion is about. Is derived. My God. Jakato prakaya. Nekabakato. David was passionate about the kingdom being in Israel. He saw Goliath. People were fleeing away from the face of Goliath. And he said, what shall be done to the man who brings this man down? And his brother said, you are a naughty boy. It's by the naughtiness of your heart that you have come to this. And Bible says he turned away from him. He said, my people, is there not a cause? My people, you will find cause with the passion that God has given to you. When your purpose, when your passion locate the cause, nobody can stop you. Nobody can demean you. Nobody can turn you away from it. You will turn away from such. Bible says he turned away from Eliab. And he said, I will go after him. And he brought it down. My people, turn away from things that seek to turn your passion away from his purpose. Stay in it. He who knew you from your mother's womb would defend it. Father, Lord, we bless you. We thank you. Let your zeal drive us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. How many people have been to the service station today? You have your engine light checked. No check engine light coming on.